Documentary, Hillary Clinton Claims She's Most Investigated Innocent Person in America. By Joshua Kaplan on March 6, 2020. Hillary Clinton proclaims she is the most investigated innocent person in America in a new Hulu autobiographical docuseries about the twice-failed presidential candidate, according to the Daily Mail. Clinton decries Congress' investigation into her role regarding the Obama administration's handling of the 2012 terror attack on a U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya, and her use of a private email server while Secretary of State. She calls Republican furry about her involvement a character assault and dismisses criticism that she and husband, former President Bill Clinton, raked in an estimated $153 million by delivering speeches to Wall Street. "That's how I made some money when I got out of the State Department," Clinton says. In another part of the interview, Hillary Clinton claims the media has overlying covered controversies about her, despite, according to the longtime Democrat, being unfounded. "Going all the way back to the Whitewater days. I've never understood this and I will go to my grave not understanding it. All these things get disproved, but the press, and I'm talking about the major press, they always bite," Clinton says. "There's an old joke about an old guy who is walking along the edge of the cliff. He slips and as he's falling down and he grabs onto a branch and he is holding on and he's praying. Going, God, God, I've lived a good life, I've done everything I supposed to do, please Lord help me, help me. And then this voice comes out and says there's just something about you that pisses me off," she adds. Clinton finishes heaping pity on herself by concluding, "I am the most investigated innocent person in America. This is not just politics, this is deep cultural stuff," she adds. A Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, probe of Clinton's private server concluded 100 emails contained classified information, including 65 emails deemed secret and 22 considered top secret. Experts have argued that the former Secretary of State violated multiple laws, including 18 U.S. Code Section 1924. Which bars unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents or material. However, the FBI ruled in July 2016 that Clinton did not commit any crimes. Then FBI Director James Comey infamously drafted a memo exonerating her before his bureau's investigation had concluded.